I always wonder how people like record like this. I'm wearing noise canceling headphones and I'm trying to record this. This is not gonna work. This can be a little bit of an issue. I just wanted to do a life update. It is Friday, December 22. It's actually 1:33 a.m. Let me take these headphones off because I'm not gonna be able to hear myself if I keep them on. I just wanted to do some life updates. So I don't know what I'm doing, don't know who I am. Well, I do know who I am, but like I just don't know what I'm doing with my life. Like my whole life, I'm like, I'm gonna go into the medical field. Now I'm unsure about that. And the thing is, I've always had a plan. And when other people were like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do, and I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what you're gonna do? That's like, shouldn't you know? Like, I've known forever, but now I'm like in their position. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about some random things. The semester ended, and honestly, I did like this is a semester where I was taking like a full course load. Not just like a summer course load, because I always do better in the summer because I'm taking less classes. But like I was taking like four classes this semester and I did pretty well. Like how many I don't know, let me see. I'm trying to see how many classes I'm taking next semester. I think I'm only taking 10 credits, but I'm taking four classes. Let me see. Three, six, nine. Yeah. It's just like when you take labs, it's not even a full credit. I need to take these earrings out. One thing about me, I've never been an earring person pierced since I was a baby. Like a few days after I was born, I got my ears pierced, which like I know it's not a common thing in America. Like I don't even think it's legal in America to get your kids' ears pierced that early. But in Haiti, it just is like, oh, fresh out the womb, girl. How about we pierce your ears? And it's only like a feminine thing. In Haiti, like they only really have girls pierce their ears, gendered culture. But anyways, I did like the best I could do. I did pretty well. Like I really was kind of stressed with my stats class and if I would pass it. I literally thought I was just gonna barely pass it because sometimes this is one of the things I miss from high school. Like few things, I mean, like I miss from high school is I miss that high school had its own like website that had like your grade. If something like that would like automatically sync to Canvas and it would show your grades, like so you know where you are in the semester. Because sometimes on Canvas it says I have one grade, but then on and then I finish a semester and it's like a completely different grade. So I thought I was like barely gonna pass the class, but then turns out I got a B and I'm like, I thought I was just like barely gonna get a C, and I was really happy about that. Yeah, I also have a job. I think I talked about that in my last episode, working as a teen, which I felt really like anxious about, like just releasing that episode because I don't know, like I want to do social media, like really, I really like doing social media, but at the same time, I'm like, I care about my digital footprint, like, you know, I do have other career aspirations that are more like they care about your digital footprint, so I don't want to be like, this. Like some of the things I feel like sometimes I hold back because I don't want to say stuff. And then it just like, oh yeah, like so in 2023 on this date, you said this. What about it? The thing about it is I said it, like either accept it or don't. And I like recording podcast episodes and I like to talk. And I feel like everybody who has a podcast, they just like the thing is I do shut up. Like it's not that I don't talk. I mean, it's not that I talk forever. I shut up. I promise. I don't know. I just like having saying things on my mind that other people could relate to. Yeah. And also, like, this was just like a really cool outlet for me. So I really enjoy doing it. And I want to continue doing it. I just need to make more time for it. And that's why I'm like trying to take less classes and less like extensive classes over school because I like to have other hobbies. I hate when I am in school and I don't read or I don't have anything outside of school. And when I'm taking like math courses, like I have to put like extra effort. I feel like I've been developing like a little bit of a speech impediment recently because I haven't been that articulative, whatever the word is. I've been articulating as well and I've been like messing up on my words a lot more. Maybe I'm just like too focused on what I'm saying and how I'm saying it that it's like causing me to like say it wrong. Also, I just don't know grammar. Yeah, I just like to do other activities because I feel like when I'm only doing like school, I'm gonna end up depressed. I hate to tell you, I'm gonna end up depressed because I don't do anything else. So I've been trying to do that and I've Also, I've been such a shopaholic recently, and I know it's like a coping mechanism because I'm gonna re I like been planning podcast episodes because I've had more time. I'm a STEM major. Like, just take time with for me out. Like, I don't know. I try, but I can only do as much as I can do. I've been planning podcasts about like growing up poor and things like that. And even though it's like done to death and whatever, I just wanted to talk about it. But I know specifically for me, and I'm not gonna like go too much in detail with it because I know I'm gonna release a whole episode about it. I'm gonna release a whole episode about it like probably next week because I'm literally on break. So the thing is with growing up poor, it warps your perception of a lot of things and it gives you like this really scarcity mindset. And sometimes like to fill the hole, especially for me during like the holidays where a lot of people are shopping. And the thing is like I know the holidays are supposed to be met with like religious things if you're religious or spending time with your family and things like that. But at the end of the day, the society we live in a society, has made it about shopping. Okay, sometimes I'm gonna forget what I'm saying. And I think we're just gonna have to accept that because I keep getting distracted. But oh, I was talking about growing up poor. That's what I was talking about. So like for me, I'm gonna be honest, I don't have the best coping mechanisms all the times. And that's not, I think admitting is the first step, obviously, but I've admitted that to myself like since last year. So what's the next step? Like actually putting in action to stop the bad habit because I've was looking and I'm gonna make like a YouTube video of all the things I've bought like over the past holiday season and I'm just shocked in general about how much money I spent and I'm looking at my bank account and the thing is I have a job so I know I'm having income coming in but the thing is like I like just see the money going down so I could just be saving my money. I'm a college student and while college is expensive, I do have the luck of not having to pay for a good amount of stuff because of financial aid and the stuff my parents pay for. But I just keep spending money on stuff because I'm trying to cope with the fact like how difficult the holidays were when I was a kid because you make a holiday all about like, oh yeah, like gifts and getting and buying and shopping and when you don't have the opportunity to do that it just feels shitty especially when like going back to school and then having to be like well what did you get for Christmas and like you have to lie or it's just like a difficult experience because it just like opens you up for so much and feeling like okay I wrote some notes down of things I wanted to talk about like I was just like talking about stuff recently I've finished reading and it took me like forever because of school and how unorganized my schedule was. Also, speaking of school again, I don't know if I talked about it, but I got recently diagnosed with ADHD like this year. And it's like crazy because, you know, women usually get diagnosed later in life, and ADHD research is mainly meant for men. And also, just so many things like I'm a psychology major, so like so many things play a role into how certain illnesses, like how certain conditions present themselves. So, even like things such as being a woman or being like of a specific race, like can affect how things present themselves. But, anyways, I finished reading The Bell Jar. Oh, I was saying, yeah, so since I finally got diagnosed, I went to my school's disability resource center and I got accommodations and they start next semester and I've never had accommodations. Well, like actually technically I have, but I haven't had ADHD accommodations before. I've had accommodations because when I first came to America, you know, English second language, it was ESOL classes, so they gave you extra time on your test and then I stopped getting them. One of the things like you know you have to do in college like nobody is gonna wake you up for class or nobody's gonna make you go to class so you have to like go all of those things so that's kind of the difficult part for me. Anyways, I finished reading The Bell Jar and it was really good and I really want to buy the physical copy because I was listening to the audiobook and like reading like the like looking at the ebook also because like I don't know that's just how my brain works like I sometimes can't just like look at a book and read it. Some it just doesn't always work like that. I don't know. I used to be able to, but now I can't. I don't know if it's just like brain rot from like using social media so much. But Sylvia Plath has this poem called like Mad Girl's Love Song of Villanelle. And it's like, I was like reading it. And I'm like, this is really good. Like, also, I didn't even know what a villanelle was, but it's like a type of poem. The poem like encapsulates like kind of how I feel about relationships. Not like how I feel about relationships, like how I kind of perceive relationships. All of my crushes from like high school and up, maybe even some of middle school, have been like just made up in my head, which is what like she keeps repeating. Like, I think I made you up inside my head, because I really do think I heard TikToks being like, crushes are just a lack of information. And once you know more information, you don't have the crushes anymore. Because I don't want to make somebody up in my head. I want to be like the real thing. But at the same time, I'm like scared and I have like avoidant attachment styles, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. Let me just make sure I write that down, because like if I don't write it down, I'm not going to remember it. I also saw a TikTok about it, but we'll talk about that in a moment. I'm like, we'll talk about it in a moment. Okay, let's just continue. I was reading this other book. And it was like How to Date Men When You Hate Men. And it's like this girl going on about like feminism and how, you know, feminism, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a light read, but it also like has like topics of feminism. It's not like intensive, I guess. Extensive maybe would be the word. It's not as extensive. So it's like really nice. But like one of the quotes she says is like, kissing is an epidemic affecting everyone except you. And she was saying like how teachers in like middle school and high school were like so on everybody's ass, like no kissing and like whatever. But then like there was like obviously people who weren't like full on making out in the hallway, and it's like, oh yeah, like kissing is like this big thing and everybody's smooching and, you know, low-key doing interesting activities in the middle of the hallway, except for you, actually. Not you though, like it's affecting everybody. You're immune though. You're immune. I never saw teachers like in high school or even middle school go up to like students and be like, hey, stop like kissing. Like, and there was definitely kids kissing in the hall. I think it's mainly because like most of the time they would never be in the hallway. And also like half of my high school experience was like, one part of it was online, like for 1 year. And then the other part, like, we were wearing masks. Like, what were you guys going to do? Like, kiss through the mask? Kiss me through the mask? Okay, I'm not going to make that joke because it's like, lame. It's low-key lame. I'm going to be honest, it's lame. Another thing, I'm just going to rant off the thoughts. I never liked The Notebook. I was, like, thinking about it. And I was just, like, not thinking about it. I was reading an article about, like, different things that happen in movies and, like, relationships that aren't, like, as cute as they make them seem. Like, these romance, this is not as cute as, like, I thought it was. And like, I remember the first time like watching The Notebook, and everybody raves about The Notebook, and there's parts of it that I really enjoy, and I'm like, yeah, that's really cute. But then I just couldn't get it out of my head, the beginning part. So if you haven't seen The Notebook, it's basically like he sees her at a carnival go-karting. She's like on a date with another man, like fully on a date with another man, and he goes up to her, he's like, oh, I really want to go on a date with you. He's like, and she's like, no, like, I'm already going to date with somebody, like, duh, like, whatever. So they keep walking, and he's literally following her, and they go on the Ferris wheel. And then he jumps onto the Ferris wheel and, like, holds onto the bar. And they reach, like, the top of the Ferris wheel. Maybe it's just me, but, like, when I was on the Ferris wheel, like, it did not go that fast. Like, it went really slow. And then they're at the top of the Ferris wheel, and he's, like, holding on, being like, will you go out with me? And she's like, no, like, bro, you're being fucking weird, like, whatever. And then he literally starts, let's go, and only holds on by one hand. And he's like, will you go out with me? And it's like, I'm just gonna stay here until you do. And I'm like, bro, just move the Ferris wheel and put him down. Like, this man has gone insane. Like, I would have just still said no, because, like, how's that gonna be the start of our relationship? It just seems weird to me. Like, I couldn't get past that part, because it was just like, I never think anybody should try to force anybody to be in a relationship with somebody. If you get rejected, like, I don't think you should continue. I know there's like sometimes where it like works, but other times it's just like, you better cut that loose. Like, cut your losses, you know? there's certain ways to go about it that's like more respectful maybe, but holding, literally like dangling yourself from a Ferris wheel, not the best way. But that's just my opinion. But the part where he reads to her every single day, that's cute. I just couldn't get past it. Okay, this is another thing. I want like a romance book, because okay, every single romance book, it's like I can never really align with them. Well, like I try, but there's always this big thing, virginity, always in front of my brain. I'm like, I can't just like jump into this. Like some of these situations that these people get into, they're not the situations people who haven't had, you know, get into. Like it takes time. And I did read one where like the boy was a virgin. I keep whispering the word, it's virgin, it's okay. Like, you know, like this is the reason why we're still in this predicament. Like it took more time, and I kind of enjoyed that more because it was like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes, and I keep seeing TikToks and like, oh my gosh, I keep seeing tweets about it, I mean, like some of these romance books aren't even like good writing, they're Wattpad writing, or they're basically corn. I get it, like it's erotica and it's like low-key, you know what I mean, but it's like it's following the same premise of like corn videos for that, is like the same kind of path where there's not really that much, like nobody's really watching corn for the plot obviously, but like if you were there's not like much of a actual build-up that's equivalent that actually happens IRL. So IRL, let's say like you go on a date with somebody and this, I'm be honest, like most of the time it takes like, for some people, I don't know, like for some people it takes like more than one date. Like nobody's just like walking and saying, oh hi, like nice to meet you, oh come in, like let's have intercourse, oh nice to meet you, you seem to be, oh my gosh, that's so crazy, like yeah, like let's get it together. I feel like that's like a whole other tangent, but I want a romance book that is about, you're a virgin who can't drive. Okay. It's not going to be like one of those weird ones, like where they're obsessed and she like, where the, like she meets some bad boy and the bad boy's like obsessed with her virginity for whatever reason. It's just like weird. I want it to be like normal, like actual good writing, like put that pen to paper and write something that's good. Like I don't want any more basically corn, I don't want any more quick to the jump, because I want something more realistic. Is that too much to ask for? I like slow burns anyways, like just get, like just make the burn slow. Okay, this is another thing. So recently I had some stomach issues, and my doctor thinks I'm developing lactose intolerance, which would be depressing for me if it's true. Not because like I drink milk, because I've never liked cow's milk. Like I'm be honest, like growing up, never liked it. Only really ate it in cereal. Like, but a lot of the other things I like to eat have milk, like ice cream and cheese, and that's kind of an issue. I'm just gonna hope it was just like a bad, you know, storm of different things going on in my life, like stress with my finals, my period, and just like other things, maybe IBS, that could have just irritated my stomach and gave me those little stomach issues, and not like lactose intolerance. Because if you didn't know, you can develop lactose intolerance as you grow up, which is kind of annoying, because I was literally at work. Actually, this is a little TMI. I was at work, my stomach was hurting. I'm like, I had to take an early break and like try to book it to my dorm. This is like, I'm literally contradicting myself, because what I'm about to say is contradictory. Every time I feel like I'm gonna die, because like I have really bad health anxiety, like I low-key always had it, I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm gonna die, or like I think about dying or death, I'm like, bro, I'm gonna die a virgin. Like it's not even like, oh, my family, my friends, and all of that. It's like, I'm gonna die without having sex. I'm gonna die without having a boyfriend. Bro, and mind you, that those two things are not even like my main goals in life. Like, it would be nice to have the experience, but at the same time, it's not like always my main focus. And I don't wanna, I don't know. Like, I have other things when it comes to relationships and love that I have to deal with before I can even like really get into the fact of being in a relationship, because it's scary for me. I don't know, like anytime I think about it, I'm thinking about like running. And that's kind of crazy because like you expect me to be like, oh no, I haven't done this or that, like all these other things I wanted to achieve. But no, haven't had a boyfriend, haven't held hands romantically, rise purity test score. I feel like another part of this that contributes to it, and I didn't like realize it until I was listening to Pretty Basic, because I love watching Alicia Marie and Remy, and she was talking about like how she wanted to go on like pretty young, like maybe I don't know, like probably 10 or something. I don't remember specifically, it doesn't matter. She was young, elementary school, like maybe not older than third grade. Her like friend's dad was like, okay, like you should join the softball team. And she was like, no, I can't because I haven't done it before. And he was like, well, like none of the other kids have done it before, like 10 or something, like you know, like you guys are young. Like, and that's the same reason how I feel like with relationships, and one of the reasons I won't go on dating apps, it's because I feel like I'm steps behind. Everybody has already gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I'm like still on step one, like not even. And I honestly sometimes I feel like dating apps are like, I know there's success stories, but I just wanna, I don't know, I can't really fully judge it because I haven't tried it out, but I feel like dating apps are maybe not the thing for me because I have so much anxiety about it. But like, and then I'm also thinking like I can't just wait for things to happen. Like it's not like I'm waiting for the sun to come up because the sun has came up before. I know it's gonna happen. I can't just wait for things to happen. I have to like put in action to do things. And like it's something I know. It's like one of those things you know, but then you never put in the effort to, you don't like correlate it with like other things in your life sometimes. Like you'll hear like, oh, you can't just wait for things to happen. And then they'll be talking about like something in your career or something in your job mainly or school. But no, it's also like your relationships or your personal life. You can't just wait for a relationship to fall out of the sky. You can't just wait for certain things to fall outside. Just like you can't wait for a promotion to fall out of the sky. You can't wait for other things to fall out of the sky. And yeah, I sometimes think like in the podcast, she was also like, I wish I just like dated a little more in like high school and middle school because it helps build your confidence. But I say that, but like I wasn't on people's roster back then. Like middle school, nah. Yeah, I wasn't on people's rosters back then. So like I just never felt like I could, or not like I never felt like I could. And there's just like so much stuff. Here's where I was talking about love. So I was watching this video and it was like this girl was talking. Oh, girl, shut up. Thank you. Bro, did I just tell Emma Stone to shut up? Okay. But it was like this girl and they were like talking after a breakup, basically. It was like one of those like sit down interviews where they like talk to, they put like two exes and they talk about their breakups and things like that. I was looking at the comments and they were like, oh, he has like a fearful avoidant attachment style. And I have a fearful avoidant attachment style. Like I'm so scared of romantic relationships, but also it's like something I crave and I want the intimacy, but like as soon as I get it, I'm like, get from behind me, like I don't want that anymore because this is too. I'm like trying to find the clip. Okay, I'm just gonna try to find it because I probably didn't like the video. I was looking at my liked videos. I don't know. Also, random fact, my brother taught me if you search up period, like just period, like not the word period, but like you know, the period sign, it would automatically show, like it would show a thing at the top with your watch, like what you watched recently. Sometimes I fear that if I get into a romantic relationship, it's gonna mirror to my other non-romantic relationships that I've had with family members, where it's kind of unsure and just worrisome, and I don't know what, how am I gonna go about it? You're all drunk in my kitchen, girl, in the fetal position. I've been listening to the song Memories by Conan Gray, and it's really good. I found it. It took forever, and I didn't even fully watch it. Have to experience, like, be like hurt. I don't want to hurt people. Like, obviously, you're always gonna hurt people. Like, you're a human being. Like, you can try, your best not to, but at the end of the day, it's only so much you could do. I never wanted to hurt people in that way, so I would always try. Like, I would always try not to, obviously. Like, I just don't want to be in a relationship where I'm not like okay and working through, because I don't want to get like start feeling really bad anxiety about it and then like hurt somebody who I really like because I was scared. And that's kind of the issue. But it's not even just like hurting somebody who I really like because I was scared. Like, that's during the relationship. It's like beginning of the relationship. It's like already beginning of the relationship before things even start. Like, I'm already scared. Like, I'm already worried. Like, I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to do any of this. Like, it's just too uncomfortable. And I know it's stupid to some people, but that's the require. That's the truth. That's how you feel. And like, what can you really say or do? And that's the thing. Like, I don't want to go into a relationship where I'm like, I don't really have mentioned this to my therapist. Like, I want to mention it first before I like actively try to do that, because it's like gonna be an issue if I don't. This is some of the things I was thinking about last night. So yeah, I think a lot of TV shows like have social commentary, which is like a common thing to like, it's a common thing, and it's true. A lot of shows do have social commentary. They talk about whatever's going on in the current state of the world. But I will go on to say that even kids shows, like shows for children, have social commentary. I remember watching Incredibles 2, and I remember at the end Violet was like, well, he's rich, so he probably just get a smack on the wrist. And I was like, Violet, this is a kid's show. Like, this is a kid's movie. Like, not you speaking the truth. Which she's right, like, but I don't know. I feel like I just never expect that. But then I started thinking about it more, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, kids shows have social commentary. As much as you like might not pay attention to it, they do. So I was thinking about one of my favorite childhood shows, SpongeBob. And there's this episode in particular which like came to my mind, and it's like where they have this like oil trap, obviously. They have this oil trap and they have to dispose of the oil. Now, the correct thing to do would be to dispose of the oil in a correct fashion. That's ethical. But no, Mr. Krabs decides to litter and spill the oil all over Plankton's business, the chum bucket. I think that's kind of, I'm gonna sound so insane because everybody's gonna be like, not everything needs to be a think piece. And I'm saying, okay, I get it, but let me have a think piece once, you know? Like, let me just like dig too deep into everything. Well, I dig too deep into everything either way. So let me just talk about it. Actually, I'm just gonna talk about it anyways. Like, I was just gonna like, let me just talk about it once. No, I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna dig too deep into things so many times. So what's the point of giving a disclaimer? I'm gonna continuously do it. I'm not gonna do it once. I'm gonna do it multiple times. I'm a repeated offender. Businesses will like do things like that, or like pollute other places, or like just drop their like items elsewhere so they don't have to deal with it and dispose of it like in a correct fashion that would be beneficial to the environment. But later on that same episode, Plankton and Mr. Krabs just keep going back and forth because they realize that people like the flavor of the oil. Like, it's addictive and it tastes really good. So they keep putting more and more of the oil on. They keep putting more and more of the like oil on the food. And it's just terrible for the people, I'm gonna be honest. It is. It's just terrible for the people. And I think that shows like how companies will just like add whatever the fuck to their foods so you would eat it more, even though it's terrible for you. The people who keep eating the oil-filled foods, like, they actually like get groggy and feel look like they just don't look well in the episode. You know how kids TV shows have adult jokes? This is like adult social commentary, because a kid, like when I was a kid, I barely even knew what they were talking about. Like, I got the gist of an episode. I didn't really pay attention 100% to whatever the commentary for most episodes, especially like during SpongeBob. Like my brain, it was such a mindless activity for me to watch cartoons. Anyways, but now that I'm older, I can like pay more attention to different things that go on in the show. So I'm like, yeah, maybe this is social commentary. Maybe they are talking about things like that. But I just want to connect this all to my egg roll. So I was cooking my egg roll in the air fryer. And, you know, air fryers, they don't really use oil, whatever. So I'm cooking my egg roll. And I have a specific thing. Like, it's not a tray. It's, like, kind of, like, a thing you put in your air fryer so your air fryer doesn't get dirty. Because everybody knows air fryers are, like, a pain in the ass to clean. So you just put it in there and it. That thing itself is hard to clean itself, but it's like it's easier because it's not on metal and whatever. Anyways, I take it out and it's like, where's all this oil coming from? And I was air frying other things like that weren't egg rolls. So I like take my egg roll and I'm holding it with a napkin and I'm like trying to like remove some of the oil because my doctor should like just try to consume less oil. I start like squeezing a little bit of the egg roll. And oil starts coming out, like a good amount of oil. I'm like, this is one egg roll. One singular egg roll has this much oil. And I'm like, this is like almost enough oil for me to like fry eggs. Like, it's a bit concerning, in my opinion. That's what I was thinking about. And my brother's been on like a health kick. So he's been telling me like, oh, like, you know, like most of the food we can eat is like all owned by like the same seven companies. I'm like, yeah, like. Everything is owned by the same things, and it's kind of like weird because it's not like technically a monopoly, but it still feels like a monopoly when the same companies literally own everything. Watched BoJack Horseman, like I finished it, and it's okay. Like, I'm like, it's okay. Like, I like the show, but at the same time, it was just kind of like interesting because the main character, BoJack, is just not the best person. Like, typically what happens in TV shows, like, we're so used to rooting for the main character and the main character do the right thing, and of course people are people and the main character is supposed to resemble a person, and occasionally they do slip up and don't do the best things, but at the same time overall they're a good person. Because I think life in general is, well, obviously it depends what you do, but it depends overall what you do with your life. I'm not saying like just like do bad things but then do like majority good things. Like, just don't intentionally like try to do bad things, like, because obviously you're gonna hurt somebody or affect somebody with your negative actions. But most of what happens in your life, it's like most of what defines your life is what you do the majority of. So if your majority of your life is spent being a good person, then I feel like that is what contributes to life, I guess. Well, I got noise canceling headphones and they've been the best thing for me since like sliced freaking cheese. I don't know, because they're so nice. I never thought I was gonna be a headphone person because I'm so used to like the headphones they would give you at school that are like really chunky but also like hurt your ears even though like they're big and chunky. But this one's really good and it's like active noise canceling and it's been really good for me to clean and like focus and like watch my videos and do whatever I need to do. So yeah, like also I just bought like some really like not really expensive ones, but I went to Target and I was trying some of them out and I saw these Sony ones that were like $328. I wasn't gonna spend my money on it because it was quite expensive, obviously. There was these Sony ones and they were really nice. Like, they were really soundproof. Like, I was in Target and you know how loud stores are. And there was like a lot of people, you know, it's Christmas time. There was a lot of people and it was so quiet. And it was like, this is scary quiet. This is scary quiet. Like, I would not recommend you. Like, it's nice to have like the complete silence. But at the same time, if you live in America, would I recommend it? For safety purposes, probably not. Just like, I'm being honest, like, for safety purposes, probably not. But they're still super nice, the Sony ones. So maybe, like, if you go to a Target or a Best Buy, like you could try them out maybe and like see if you like them. If you realize like, hey, this is a little scary how quiet this is, I still like, even though I don't want to hear as much, I want to hear like, but I still want to be able to hear little things. Like if there's a situation happening, then I want to know what's going on. I think I'm gonna leave that yawning so you guys could like go to sleep. No, actually, maybe I shouldn't. That's like terrible to leave a yawn in. If you guys enjoyed, thank you. Thank you for listening. I'll try to like pre-film stuff or pre-plan things so it's just like easier, because like sometimes the difficult part is the planning part, and once I get that done, it's just a lot more smooth sailing from there. Hope you enjoyed. I will be actually back with like a topic, not just like talking whatever it comes to mind. Thank you for watching. Follow me on my socials that are they're there. Like you they're like they're in the description. Answer the questions in the polls because I sometimes set them. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna set one for this episode. So answer the questions of the polls. I hope you're having a nice day, weekend, whatever is going on. And I'm outie. Peace out. Actually, I always say that, but like no, it's just I'm outie. I'm outie.